Country Club FM.
Whoa, you've broken out something different.
I do this every Friday. Are you not paying attention? I do the train whistle every Friday and the bell Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh, I'm just...
Because that's our new COVID-19 schedule.
I knew the bell was...
Right. Everybody changes because of the pandemic. I change to do only the bell Monday through Thursday, and then on Friday is the train whistle.
All right. I got to make a note of that.
Yeah, please remember. Friday, July 3rd. Happy Independence Weekend to everybody. 185th day of the year. We have 181 left to go. It's all downhilling the rest of the way for 2020.
All right.
So this date in 1863, it was a huge, huge victory for the Union and the North as the Civil War Battle of Gettysburg came to an end, and we cannot forget. We need to remember the efforts of the first Minnesota, Neil. Was it 262 Minnesotans, part of the first Minnesota? They charged up the hill. I think it was only a 20% survival rate. They bought critical time for the Union soldiers to be able to forge forward on the other side. They maybe had a flanking maneuver. I think maybe they opened up the door for a flanking maneuver because they charged straight up the hill. It was basically a suicide mission for the first Minnesota.
They were honored and forever remembered because of it.
The largest battle ever fought on the American continent. Again, ends in a major victory for the Union in the Civil War.
The first Minnesota.
1863 on July 3rd, of all days. 1878, John Wise, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, piloted the first ever dirigible. It's basically a fancy word for a blimp. It's basically a hot air balloon on steroids, the dirigible, Neil.
Right.
So the first ever pilot of the dirigible, John Wise, here today. 1934, have you ever had to utilize or rely on the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation? We know it better as the FDIC.
Sure.
Have you ever had to rely on that?
I don't think I have.
Thankfully, no. But on this date, 1934, for the first time, a person had to rely on the FDIC. Now, that was a product of the Depression. And the stock market crash and everything, because none of the money that people had in their banks were insured. So all these banks went out of business. They took their money and ran. And guess whose money that was?
Yeah, the people's.
That's right. It was the people's money. And they didn't get it back. There was no insurance for that. So they got into this whole thing. We need the FDIC. And Lydia Losiger was the first woman ever to get a payment from the FDIC.
Hmm. What was her name? Lydia what?
Lydia Losiger.
And she got
remember
a
her name. Yeah, remember
that,
her
that
name.
That is infamy.
1965 here in this state.
So many hearts were broken in July of 65. The world lost something wonderful the day the Trigger died.
This is the day that Trigger died. Famous horse, Roy Rogers. The horse lived to be 33. That's
pretty good run in
horse years. I think that's like 210. Rogers had Trigger, of course, mounted, stuffed, on display at the Roy Rogers Museum. Trigger, ladies and gentlemen. One of the more famous TV movie animals. I mean, you got your Lassie.
Yeah.
You've got your Gentle Ben, and you've got your Trigger. And there's some others.
Do you remember Roy Rogers' dog?
Scout.
Bullet.
That's it. It's Bullet.
Scout was Tonto's ride.
I was on the right. Did Tonto ever ride a dog?
No.
If needed, no.
Not known.
Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown.
Jim Morrison died on this date. Forever 27. The Forever 27 Club.
Yeah.
He and Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin.
I believe so, yeah.
1971, he died in a bathtub in Paris.
Jeez.
Have a little heavy drug use.
Yes.
And they listed the cause of death as heart failure.
Heart couldn't take all the drugs he was doing.
It seldom can.
No.
Heart is probably your strongest muscle, but it can only take so much.
Right.
It can only take so much.
He was mega talented, though.
He did it. He liked to perform without a shirt. A lot. I mean, he was like, he was the 1960s version of Matthew McConaughey.
Mm-hmm.
No shirt
required.
1973, this was a date to where, for the first time, you had brothers facing each other in MLB, Major League Baseball. It's the Perry brothers, Gaylord versus Jim. Jim, a former Twin, won the Cy Young for the Twins in, what, 70?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He had since moved on to the Detroit Tigers.
Okay.
And Gaylord Perry was with the Indians, yep. And Gaylord took the loss. Jim Perry beat his brother Gaylord on this date, 1973.
That was the first time brothers as pitchers pitched against each other?
Yes, in Major League Baseball. And, you know, Gaylord Perry played with how many teams? I mean, a bunch. There's probably,
a lot.
There are probably less teams that he didn't play for than teams that he did play for.
Right.
That was in 73. 1985, we went to the movie theaters for the first time to see...
Now, he's trapped in the past.
It's gotta be a dream.
About to meet...
Chocolate.
His future father.
He's a peeping Tom. Wow!
And he's making an impression on his mother.
He's an absolute dream. And he can sleep in my room.
So Back to the Future, 35 years ago today, was released. It's a good one.
They just did a special
on Reels Channel.
Yeah, did you see it? Behind
No, I recorded it.
It's so good.
I recorded it, but something happened with the recording. It only got an hour and a half, and it started a half hour in. I go, I'm not watching this as a partial.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went and looked ahead in the next 3 weeks on my channel guide. They're not re-showing it.
They re-showed it back-to-back that night.
Well, we were having storms, and I have DirecTV.
Yes,
We were having storms, and the first one was all chopped up. I go, well, I'll just record the second one. The storms are going to be out of here by 8:30, and the next one starts at 9. And I don't know if it was because of the storms or whatever, but the thing, it didn't record it correctly. And then I go, oh, they got to be, this is a big deal. This is a big debut. They're promoting the heck out of this. They got to be showing it again. And I went 3 weeks into my guide and it wasn't there. And then you can't get it online. So actually what we did is I found another Back to the Future documentary on YouTube and watched that.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't as new. That one was 10 years old. But it was still good. You know, Eric Stoltz was originally cast, as you found out, probably watching that. And that was amazing. I don't think it just wouldn't have been the same without Michael J. Fox. They probably wouldn't have made the other movies.
No.
It was wise of them to change it to Michael J. Fox, who they wanted originally anyway.
Right, right. And then they couldn't get out of the TV show. They were overseas filming a special. Well, 5 weeks into filming, they had to let the leading man go, which is... Not
stunning.
And then they had to let the leading his girlfriend go because she was too tall for Michael J. Fox.
He is a short man. Yeah. That's why doesn't make him any less funny.
They had to bring in a different gal.
So Robert Zemeckis, it was funny because he was probably turned down like 40 times.
Yes.
Trying to bring that movie to fruition, and I'm glad he did.
So good. It's one of the best ever.
1985. You don't have to ask Mikhail Baryshnikov which one is better, Canada or the U.S. Remember we had the news where he defected?
Yes.
He defected to Canada. He was in Toronto, but actually that's where he defected, but he actually became a citizen of the U.S. on this day in 86. So when, you know, where do you want to dance, Baryshnikov? Canada or U.S.? He selected the U.S.
Good choice.
Yeah. 1986 here on this date, Liberty Island.
Hope that our children will always find here the land of liberty in a land that is free. We dare to hope, too, that we'll understand our work can never be truly done until every man, woman, and child shares in our gift, in our hope, and stands with us in the light of liberty, the light that tonight will surely cast its glow upon her as it has upon us for two centuries, keeping faith with the dream of long ago and guiding millions still to a future of peace and freedom. Now we will unveil that gallant lady.
So this was this date, relighting and taking the curtain off of Lady Liberty after they had done the big renovation.
Yes.
Ronald Reagan, can he give a speech or what?
Nobody better.
So that was this date. They had the big celebration on July 4th, but today they actually unveiled it and relit it. And President Reagan was there. Francois Mitterrand was there representing France. Nice for him to come over.
Right.
Really nice of him to do that because that's where we got it from, of course, from France originally 200 years prior to that. In 89, we lost Thurston Howell III.
Ooh, vulgar. Your dreams are too ordinary. You should upgrade them.
Upgrade them?
Yes, you take my drinks, like the one that you just interrupted. It was marvelous. I was foreclosing the mortgage on a lifelong friend, and I was creating a poverty pocket right in the heart of Beverly Hills, downtown.
Oh, how good was he as Thurston Howell III? We're talking about Jim Backus.
And he was a pretty good Mr. Magoo as well.
Was he hard of seeing? He had a hard time seeing without his glasses. Even with his glasses, I think he was still blind.
Yes.
Mr. Magoo. So that was in 89. Same day. We ain't gonna give anybody any slack. While we were mourning Jim Backus at the age of 76, who left us, we were celebrating the new kids on the block.
Oh, boy.
They released Hangin' Tough on this date. And you know, they're not going to take any gruff because they're hanging tough.
Yeah.
Well, and if there's anybody who's not going to take any gruff, it would be New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
1989. Let's go to Wimbledon. We don't have any Wimbledon this year, but we did in 2004. In 2004, if the award would have been for the loudest grunter, she also would have won that. It was Maria Sharapova.
Oh, yeah.
On this date, she defeats a big upset of Serena Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Sharapova was only 17 years old, and she beat Serena Williams in straight sets. It was like 6-1, 6-4, Neil.
That's
you
got to
win by two, of course, as you know, in tennis,
as
is the case also in badminton and many other sports. I believe you need to win by two in cornhole. So 2004, Sharapova, the big win, and then 2012.
Well, here's what friends are all about. They're giving their time to help you out, and you want to show you care, so you Ritz it.
Ritz it.
Ritz crackers make the occasion right. There's golden goodness in every bite, and times like these seem warmer when you Ritz it.
If you didn't think you would hear Andy Griffith rapping here today, you were very mistaken.
You talk about maximum results.
Good cracker from Nabisco.
I want Ritz right now. Get me a Ritz.
A little smile, a little wink, a little twist of the head.
I need Ritz. The guy knew his crackers, his snack crackers. He only went for the top.
Yeah.
You know, he hired the best deputy in Barney Fife, and he ate the best snack cracker in Ritz. Yeah, he knew the difference between Ritz and Hi-Ho Sunshine, the Hi-Ho crackers.
Oh, yeah, you can see an imposter.
So we lost Andy Griffith on this date. 86, big influence on your life, Neil.
I loved him.
Right?
Yeah, I learned a lot of lessons about being a father from Andy Griffith.
That was 2012. Birthdays now.
Is it TV theme time, Jim?
That's the only time.
That's a good one.
This is the Mod Squad. The guy who played, was it Pete?
Yes.
Michael Cole.
Pete, Link, and Julie.
Were they solving crimes on the Mod Squad?
And they did it with style.
They did, didn't they? And their hair was always perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Cole.
Yeah.
80.
He was
here
Pete
today.
Yep. Takes a keen eye and a sure foot. How would you like your keen eye to watch my sure foot kick your smart ass?
He's Kurtwood Smith. He was the father, Red Foreman, on That 70s Show.
Learned a lot of things about being a dad
He was one of the bad guys on RoboCop, too.
Yes.
I worked for Dick Smith or whatever, Dirk Smith. We killed you. No, he's back.
And that didn't work out good.
Kurtwood Smith, 77.
Bet your heart on me, honey, you can be a winner.
Johnny Lee had more hits than just Looking for Love.
Yeah. I can tell you, if you still see him in concert, it'll take maybe 30, 40 seconds before you know which political party he supports.
Let people know.
He's outspoken.
No guessing. So Johnny Lee, you know, he was toiling in the honky-tonks and down at Gillies, and then came a little movie called Urban Cowboy.
Yep.
Featuring his music, song, and whatnot, and bam, just happens overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So happy birthday to our guy Johnny Lee, 74. So on WKRP, were you a Jennifer guy, or did you like Bailey?
Well, you know, I was kind of a Jennifer, but Bailey was, she made the competition difficult.
Here she is.
How do you mean?
I mean, just because there's a little bit of dirty water, you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You see, you keep the baby.
Well, I should certainly hope so.
So, you know, back in old-time radio days, you'd always assume the newsman or newsperson was the smartest.
Right.
Not a WKRP.
Well, yeah.
All he had to do was read the news, though.
You know, he didn't have a lot of common sense.
So she played Bailey Quarters, who, looking at her, she was more like Bailey Half Dollars than Bailey Quarters, right?
Sure.
She was
kind of,
she was never on the air. She was like the traffic person. She was there, Megan. We have Megan out front doing traffic and various other things for us.
Mm-hmm.
Not traffic like traffic reports, but traffic and paperwork and accounts receivable and all that fun stuff. Bailey Quarters did that.
Ooh.
And she was played by Jan Smithers, WKRP 71.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, imagine being secretly videotaped or watched by someone you know, someone you trust. Well, today, you're going to be shocked to learn that someone may be watching you when you least expect it. Take a look at this.
Of all the bald talk show hosts, I think Montel was probably the best of all the bald. Yeah. You know, Phil Donahue was bald. That was a wig that Phil Donahue, and sometimes he would mistakenly wear Marlo Thomas's wig on the set, and they'd have to recut. But Montel Williams, 64.
I knew right from the beginning that you would end up winning.
Lead singer from Rat,
right from
Stephen Percy.
You put an arrow through my heart.
80s hair metal at its best.
And they're in a current commercial.
Yeah, the Geico commercial to say, we got a bit of a rat problem in our new house.
It's pretty good.
And rats playing down in their basement. Yeah. It's good. He's 64 on our list today.
I feel the need for speed.
Tom Cruise has been in a lot of movies, including that one, Top Gun 58. Aaron Tippin is 62 today. We know what he sounds like. Maybe we'll start a Bob-a-thon with Aaron Tippin.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he kicks off the Friday Bob Morning Show with a song called It's Friday, to remind us.
Yes.
Aaron Tippin, 62.
Hey, Gidget, shut up.
Excuse me?
I'm not talking to you.
Well, you are now.
Oh, yeah? Who the hell are you?
Greg Montgomery, Justice Department. You have two options. Either you can apologize to the lady, or we'll take a little ride over to Customs and have a chat about these Cuban cigars of yours.
Dharma and Greg. He was Greg of Dharma and Greg. Thomas Gibson is 58.
When the jazz man's testifying, the faithless man believes.
One of my favorite albums is Lisa Simpson Sings the Hits of Carole King. Do you have that one?
It's on back order.
I think she did the entire Tapestry album.
Wow.
All in one take. It's amazing. Yearly Smith is 56. And one more, Kimmy Gibbler.
Hi, Deet. How's it going?
Oh, no! Not Kimmy Gobbler!
He's got my purse. What do? Watch this. All right, chum, drop the purse right now or I'm going to kiss you.
Yeah!
Kimmy Gibbler, Andrea, Barber, I know you don't understand or even appreciate the magic that is Full House, but she was Kimmy on Full House and then reprised that role on Fuller House.
Was she like the middle daughter?
No, she was the friend.
Oh,
kind of the goofy, geeky friend.
Yeah,
and not a lot of people liked her. Not a lot of people liked her, but she was good at that role, and she's 44.
Gone, but not forgotten. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. The guy who wrote that song is George M. Cohen, and he was born on this day.
You're a dandy, all right.
1878. Academy Award-winning actor George Sanders.
Revenge. Revenge. I will pin Batman's hide to the walls of City Hall after I've made him the laughingstock of Gotham City.
Uh-oh. Sounds like an arch nemesis to the Cape Crusader.
Mr. Freeze.
George Sanders. He went from winning an Academy Award for his role in All About Eve to Mr. Freeze.
That's usually the prerequisite for being one of the villains on the Batman TV show. You have to have an Academy Award or a Tony.
Yeah.
Or some kind of an award.
Yeah, I mean, look at Cesar Romero and Vincent Price.
Burgess
Meredith. Frank Gorshin.
He had to have some kind of award on his mantle.
Some of the great actors of our time. 1906.
Oh, yes.
This gentleman is David Lynch.
Pretender.
He's one of the platters. I'm not sure which one, but he's one.
He's in there.
I'm doing well.
If you say, who are the Platters? Well, the part of them is Hall of Fame singer David Lynch, 1929. And you remember Laura Branigan? She had a couple of hits, right?
Yeah, she had more than just Gloria.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get that through our thick skulls. She had more hits than Gloria.
Singer Laura Branigan, she left us way too early. She was born on this day in 1957, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
One more. Your staff, again, not big sports fans.
Coach Johnny Kudla, the man who's guided the Lakers to those five World Championships.
John Kudla. I always heard Kudla. He said Kudla. Either way, vice versa, tomato, tomato. He turned 100.
K-U-N-D-L-A.
He passed away just maybe 3 years ago. He turned 100.
Yes.
I think he lived to be a 101, but he was the Lakers coach. And then he was later on, he was a Gophers coach for almost 10 years. Some people forget about that. Yeah. They think and only know about his Lakers days.
In the 50s, right?
The Lakers, yeah. He coached the Lakers every year but one when they were here in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
So he was the man.
Won some championships.
Just a
few. George Mikan.
Is it four or five?
I think, yeah. Five, maybe.
Plenty of them. Yeah. So, John Kudla, 1916. He was the grandfather of those famous Dahlman boys.
Oh,
that played
at
Bram. Delivered three state championships in a row for
Isaiah,
the Bombers, Noah. And then they had a sister named Rebecca.
Yeah, all good players.
Who was the all-time leading scorer there.
Very nice.
Cesar Tovar, also on this date, 1940. Your staff missed out on Cesar Tovar, the former twin that played all positions
all
in one
game. All nine positions in one game.
Now they're all gone.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Let's kick off your 4th of July weekend with a no-repeat work day, even though nobody's working today. So can you really call it a work day?
No.
If nobody's working?
No.
It's a no-repeat, no-work day. Aaron Tippin, you've got to stand something for something or and something to something. Exile, give me one more chance. Or Tim McGraw, you know where he's at? He's down on the farm.
Down on the farm, yeah. Oh, we better go with the birthday boy.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBG.